This is MSO News Sports, and this is North Shore High School football playoff action from Division North 2A action. It's Danvers at North Reading tonight. Both teams coming into tonight's game at 7-1. North Reading, the home-seeded team. Both teams feature strong running backs in Matt Andreas from Danvers High School and Matt McCarthy from North Reading High School. Both of them with over 1,000 yards rushing so far this year. We'll talk about this game just ahead a little bit more. We've got the both teams out. We had a little bit of technical difficulties as we were signing on here a few moments ago, but we're up and running right now. The co-captains are out for the coin toss here to get tonight's game underway. So what we're going to do is take a quick break, then we're going to come back with the kickoff of tonight's game here on MSO News Sports.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Bradford Tavern Restaurant in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting offering the finest steaks, freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week. The restaurant features two separate function rooms, ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com. We hope to see you soon at the Bradford Tavern. The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, we are proud to be your local hometown bank. InstitutionForSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
If you are interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
This game is brought to you in part by the Gloucester House Restaurant, offering the freshest seafood right off their boats to your plate. Sarkisian Sportswear, delivering quality team and corporate apparel, located on Route 1 South in Peabody, and at SarkisianSports.com. Lynn Museum, Lynn Arts, preserving Lynn's past and promoting Lynn's future at 590 Washington Street. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance, delivering complete peace of mind. Attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for estate planning and tax preparation. Gloria Food Store, Rantoul Street, Beverly. Honeydew Donuts of Lynn, Salem, Malden, and East Boston. MSONewsSports.com, MSO Radio.
And welcome back to North Reading for coverage of tonight's Danvers-North Reading football game. Sean Terrio, head football coach at Danvers High School. Jeff Wall, the head coach at North Reading. Again, both teams coming in at 7-1. North Reading will be kicking off to Danvers High School. Kicking off for North Reading High School will be Bobby O'Donnell, a senior. O'Donnell will kick from right to left. Danvers with the away white uniforms, white helmets, blue numerals. North Reading with the green uniforms, gold helmets, and a ground ball kick fielded at the 27-yard line by the Falcons. Run back left to right over the 35 out near the 40-yard line, but not quite to the 40. I think they'll place it down at about at the 37-yard line.
Go, baby!
Just underway, first quarter here in North Reading. Offensively for
The Falcons, we'll see whether Dean Borders is in at quarterback today. He had some injuries, and he is out and playing. A senior had that ankle injury, went out of the game last week after Danvers won. Both these two teams coming off shutouts from a week ago in the opening round of the playoffs. Danvers beating Wakefield 28-0. This North Reading team beating Bedford 35-0. I formation for the Falcons as they start at the 37-yard line. And Borders hands off to Andreas. Starts to the middle, now goes around left end. Strung out for a while up to the 40. Out of bounds at about the 42-yard line. Matt Andreas, the ball carrier. Danvers drive starting at their 37-yard line. Andreas gets it out to about the 43. 5 yards on the first down carry. Real workhorse, as we mentioned. He has over 1,100 yards of rushing, 1,172, 10 touchdowns on 178 carries this year. Borders at quarterback with the I formation in the backfield. Wide out left comes back in motion, sets up as a wing to the right side. They give us to fake, give to the tailback, and here's Borders rolling out right, being pursued, and he's hit down without a gain. Taken down by a number of players, including Robbie Donahue of North Reading High School. Defensively, offensive line for Danvers High School, Bruno Abatessa at center, Cole Johnson and Brad Anderson, Jack Ackerley on that offensive line. Kyle Purcell, we understand, is not playing tonight due to the injury. 10 minutes, 13 seconds to go, first quarter. Our other game tonight is the live streaming video game from Marblehead, and we understand there are some issues there with some microphones for, but we do understand we're able to bring you the video. Matt Rady going wide out to the left side. Wide out near side to the right side is Taj Coakley. Two wide outs near side right. And this is a third down and 5. Here is the quarterback. Borders throwing upfield, and it's Coakley's got it at midfield at the 48 in North Reading territory, coming down with a first down catch. About 12 yards. About 9.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Here at North Reading, Coakley now going split and going off, actually, off the field now to the sidelines to the far side. Again, Danvers working left to right. Defensively up front for North Reading, Jack D'Angelo, Bobby O'Donnell, Tim Sanger, and Michael Quarantiello. They call him Q on this team. Now man in motion back to its Reedy from the left side to the right side. The give is to Andreas straight ahead. From the 48 of North Reading, he's down to the 44. It's about a 4-yard gain for Andreas. Straight ahead run for the senior running back for Danvers High School. Offensive line at Quinn Holland in that backfield for Danvers. And quarterback Borders now right up behind center with Holland, the fullback. Andreas, the tailback in the I formation. Coakley comes in motion from the wideout right back to the middle. Here's the throw down over the middle for Coakley. He's open. He makes the over-the-shoulder catch at the 12 and runs in for the touchdown. Coakley with a 45-yard touchdown catch. Pass, 8:17 to play. First quarter, Danvers strikes first, leads 6-0. Danvers now going for the point after kick. Uprights to our right. Zebek to kick. Taj Coakley to hold. And now the kick is up and it is good. So David Zebek with the point after kick will step aside. We're in the first quarter. It's 7-0 Danvers leading North Reading. Nothing.
For team uniforms and your business's corporate apparel, choose Sarkisian Sportswear Route 1 South in Peabody. Why Sarkisians? It's quality. Owner Sarkis Sarkisian.
Quality is not only the type of apparel you get and the cleanliness and the professionalism that's used in making that. The quality is in the customer service that we provide from the beginning to the end of the whole process of getting you the type of apparel or uniforms that you're looking for.
Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South Peabody, SarkisianSports.com.
Got Zach Dillon on the offensive line for Danvers High School. Number change filling in for Purcell, who's out injured. So it's 7-0, Danvers leading. 8:17 to play here in the first quarter. The Danvers kickoff will go from left to right here. McCarthy, one of the deep guys back, they kick it up short, and it falls at the 29. It bounces in the air, and North Reading was slow to cover that football up, but apparently they have covered it up outside the 30, just shy of the 35-yard line. It'll be down at the 33. So Matt McCarthy actually does field that football. He's their big running back. So they will start at their 33-yard line. Eight minutes, 16 seconds to play, first quarter. And the 45-yard touchdown pass was to Taj Coakley. Three wideouts near side left for North Reading High School as they set up offensively. Run play to the right side this time, and decent gainer as Bythrow, the quarterback keeper. Bythrow gets it up to outside the 40 to the 42. So about a 9-yard gain for Bythrow. So it's a second down and one. Bythrow, the junior quarterback. Mac McCarthy, the senior running back. 15 touchdowns this year. And about 1,100 yards of rushing for him. Bythrow working out of the shotgun. Halfback set to his right side. Three wideouts near side left for North Reading. 7.5 minutes to play. First quarter, 7-0 Danvers. It's the handoff to McCarthy. Off left end, around the end. First down into Danvers territory to the 47 or 46. So McCarthy on the carry and Taj Coakley on the tackle for Danvers High School at the 46-yard line of Danvers. That's the first time that McCarthy run the football. And it's a first down for North Reading in Danvers territory. Just about their 40, just inside the 47. Three wideouts this time now for North Reading out to the right side. We'll give you their offensive line in just a moment. Bythrow, the junior quarterback, out of the shotgun. Short side of the field is the near side left. Bythrow hands off McCarthy. No, nothing fancy. Hits off the left side of the line and has 1 yard. Offensive line, Jack D'Angelo, junior. Bobby O'Donnell, senior. Tim Sanger, junior. Colin Boucher, junior. And Michael Quarantiello, senior. Mentioned he goes by, or they go by Q with him. Just the big Q. Three wideouts, far side right this time for North Reading. It'll be second down and 9. From just inside the Danvers 45-yard line. Falcons leading here 7-0 on a 45-yard touchdown pass from Borders to Taj Coakley. Now McCarthy takes does not take the handoff. It's the keeper, the quarterback, Bythrow. And Bythrow chugs ahead for like 2 yards possibly inside the 45. They had McCarthy. They handed McCarthy. They faked the handoff to McCarthy, and he was hit right away in the backfield. It would have been a loss if they had actually handed it off to McCarthy with good Danvers defense. Both these two teams have very good defenses. Danvers coming in again with that shutout last week, and so did North Reading come in with a shutout from last week. 5:44 to go, first quarter. North Reading with just their first touch of the football. They moved it up over midfield now to the Danvers 43. This will be third down and 7. Two wideouts, now three wideouts near side left. And the quarterback, Bythrow, out of the shotgun, fakes the handoff, keeps it, and he is ripped down. Coakley there, and also defensively for the Falcons. Mike Darris, I believe. So this will be a fourth down and long for North Reading, the Hornets, with about a fourth and eight from just inside the Danvers 45. Bobby O'Donnell is their punter, kicker, does it all for them. And he is standing back on his side of midfield at the 42 to receive the long snap. One returner for the Falcons standing back down at the 11-yard line. Snaps right just above the ankles, and it's fielded there by O'Donnell. Boots it away and rolls it down near the 10. No return for the Falcons. Kind of a sideways spin of the football. And there's no return. It'll be a first down for Danvers at the 10-yard line. They started their first possession at the 37. Tomorrow we have football action for you here on MSO News Sports. Marty Smith, Tim Kearns will be on hand from Tewksbury for the Beverly at Tewksbury game at 2 o'clock right here on MSO News Sports. Dean Borders, senior quarterback for Danvers High School, right up behind center here. Running back in the backfield, one wide out, near side right. That's Reedy, comes back in motion to the left side, to the middle. And the handoff is in the middle. Andreas takes the handoff, jumps over a defender, starts to the left, now back up to the right, to the 40, to the 45, still running, and he's taken down inside the 45-yard line. Big run there for Quinn Holland. Holland, the ball carrier. So Holland gets 44 yards on the carry. Big run for Holland, wrestler on for Danvers High School. Very successful wrestler, as a matter of fact. So it's first down for the Falcons. They've had couple of big plays here already tonight in just their second touch of the football. The big 45-yard touchdown pass to Taj Coakley. Coming with 8:17 to go in the quarter. Now just under 4 minutes to go in the quarter. Here's Andreas hitting the left side of the line. Penetrates for one, maybe 2 yards inside the 45 to about the 43-yard line. So that'll be at least a 3 yard gain for Andreas. 3.5 minutes to play. First quarter, 7-0. Danvers leading. Each of these teams has just the one loss this year. Now Borders out of the shotgun. Halfback set to his right side. Reedy in motion from left to right. Takes the handoff. No, this is Andreas taking the handoff from left to right. Comes around right end, down to the 40. So Andreas gets maybe 3 more yards down to the 40. And so far, they have not given Andreas the big, big play, breakout play here in this game. Although they have given 2 big plays, one to Quinn Holland, the fullback, and the other one to, again, the pass play for the touchdown. Andreas going out wide left side. Coakley wide out near side right. Ball placed at the 40, so it's 3rd down and 4 for Danvers in North Reading territory. One setback behind the quarterback Borders, right up behind center. He keeps it, pushes straight ahead, has 2 yards, but not enough for the first down. I think forward progress gets him down to around the 38. Although spot, oh yeah, 38. Now just over 2 minutes to play first quarter. Jack Ackerley, Zach Dillon, Bruno Abatessa, Cole Johnson, Brad Anderson on the offensive line for Danvers. Now they go with that 3-man stack eye with Holland, the fullback, right up behind the quarterback Borders. They give us to the tailback, Andreas, the third guy up. And he hits off the left side of the line down to the 35. I think he's got enough for the first down. Got 1 extra yard. So he gets 3 yards on that carry. So it's first down at the 35 of North Reading. Danvers leading here by the 7-0 score. We mentioned each team with the one loss. Danvers losing to Marblehead on the 23rd of September, 30-23. And this North Reading team lost to Masco 21-6 a week later on the 30th of September. Since that time, North Reading has won four straight games. Hand off Andreas on first down to the left, around the left end. Struggles to get down near the 30, so it's about a five-yard gain for Andreas. For Danvers High School, they have three shutouts this year, including the one last week against Wakefield. They had two straight Friday night shutouts at Manningfield and Lynn after that loss. So they've won five straight games, including the win over Beverly, Peabody, and Wakefield last week after the wins over Classical and Lynn English. 1 minute to go now in the first quarter. Falcons with a second and 10 from the 30 of North Reading. Three-man stack eye again in the backfield. They give us to the tailback. Andreas pushes straight ahead, maybe 2 or 3 yards, but they are in four-down territory here, so it'll be a third and short for the Falcons. Under a minute now to go in the quarter. Three more yards for Andreas. Mike Cordiello credited with the tackle. Thirty seconds to go in this quarter. Two to go. They need to get to the 25 for the first down. Again, that three-man stack eye. They give us to Andreas, the tailback, starts left, now jumps off ahead to off to the right, down the middle, and he has just enough for the first down, maybe an extra yard to spare. Inside the 25 to the 24. Yeah, they do give him the 23. About three more yards for Andreas. Just seconds to go here in the quarter, and we've come to the end of the first quarter here at North Reading with a score. It is Danvers 7, North Reading nothing here on MSONewsSports.com.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
If you're thinking of renovating your home, please talk to the experienced sales staff at Moynihan Lumber. That's 82 River Street in downtown Beverly. Or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO NewsSports.com. MSO Radio.
MSO News Sports, home of North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns, and high school football tomorrow here. Live on Channel A, it is Beverly at Tewksbury, 2 o'clock kickoff here on MSO News Sports. Check back with us for updates over the weekend as well. Danvers with a three-man stack eye, first down rollout pass, Borders firing high in the air, down on the right for Moriarty, and he can't quite catch up with the throw. Kieran Moriarty way down on the right, down into the right corner of the end zone. So it goes incomplete. Bobby O'Donnell pressuring quarterback Dean Borders on the rollout. There's a flag. Got the Hornets clapping, so it appears that it's going against Danvers. Just underway, second quarter, 7-0. Danvers is leading North Reading, and they're marking off yardage against the Falcons here. Originally, they had it inside the 30 at the 33. The incomplete pass, and now the penalty. So it's a 15-yarder. Goes back to the 37-yard line. Second down and 25 yards for Danvers. Defensively again for North Reading High School, Jack D'Angelo, Bobby O'Donnell, Tim Sanger, Mike Cordiello, Some others up on that D line. Danvers with that first and 25. They'll fake the handoff. Here's Borders again firing way down on the right side, incomplete, looking for Reedy. Down out to the right side and falls incomplete at the 28-yard line. A catch would have put him near the sidelines and still about 5 yards short of the first down marker, but it might have been a catch and run situation for him. Falls incomplete, so now it's third down and 25. Borders out of the shotgun, has a halfback to his right side, and wideouts one each, two to the right, one to the left, and Borders throws down over the middle for Moriarty, jumps up, can't come down with it. John Marullo breaking that up, moving back and getting in the way of the pass, kind of might have put a little hand on the football, a little deflected it a little bit, certainly got in the face, and with 10:40 to play in the first half, Danvers has the football with a fourth down and 25 from the 38. Falcons back to punt. They are at the North Reading 38-yard line, but they got a fourth down and a 25 to go here. Long snap coming back, fielded, and a fake. And a run. And the Falcons running out to the right side. Not enough for the first down, however. Zach Turner. So Turner on the carry. Tom McHugh on the tackle. Lined up to punt, but ran the football. Certainly had a long way to go. Very deep drop with the punt, and then, of course, he had a fourth down and 25 to begin with on top of that. But he made a lot of the yardage back, getting back inside the 30 to the 28. North Reading starting there. 7-0. Danvers is leading North Reading on the 45-yard touchdown pass to Taj Coakley from Dean Borders. Here's McCarthy running near side right for North Reading. Turns the corner up to the 40-yard line. If he has the 40, he's got a first down. He does. He's got maybe about 14 yards on that carry. Andreas credited with the tackle. He's all the way out to the 43. So this is their guy, Matt McCarthy. Again, 1,100 yards this year, 15 touchdowns. So he's got similar kind of Andreas numbers here for North Reading High School as far as total yards. 15 touchdowns. And he is the lone running back. Kyle Bythrow, their quarterback, the junior, working out of the shotgun, has wide outs one each way. Ball at the 43 of North Reading. In the second quarter, fake handoff to McCarthy. Bythrow runs, hits the right side of the line, but he stood up. Didn't get up anywhere. Danvers defense there. A lot of Falcons there. Jack Ackerley there, wrapping him up first, I believe. Just a minute gone by here in the second quarter. 10 to play till halftime. Ball is at the 43. It'll be 2nd and 10 for North Reading. Jeff Wall, their head coach. North Reading on the near side here. Again, they've got the green uniforms, the gold helmets, green pants. Working left to right here in the second quarter and trailing by the 7-0 score. Handoff from the quarterback to McCarthy. Straight ahead. He has, I think it's McCarthy, up to about the 47. Yep, McCarthy. So he's at five yards out to the 48. Seeing a lot of running here. Again, D'Angelo, O'Donnell, Sanger, Cordiello, and Boucher, the offensive line for North Reading High School. See a tight end out there as well, Jack Bedell, near side right. Two wideouts, far side left. and quarterback by throw out of the shotgun with McCarthy to his left side. Takes the snap. Give to McCarthy straight ahead. And he's got it. He's got a first down down to the 30. He's gone to the 10, to the goal line or 5, and he's pushed out of bounds shy of the goal line. Oh, Danvers just caught him at the 3-yard line. He's shot around right end and shot down the right sidelines. That's their big play of the evening so far for North Reading. That's that is the kind of running that McCarthy gives this team. He's quick and he's tough, so he combines the ruggedness as well as the quickness. And now Marullo in the backfield along with McCarthy. A little extra bulk back there as Marullo is to the halfback to the right side and McCarthy at the tailback right behind the quarterback. Direct snap to the quarterback. They give it to Marullo inside? No? Or is it? Yeah, Marullo. Marullo didn't get anywhere. Moriarty credited with the tackle. Might have lost a yard. Back to the 4. 8:20 to play. First half. So it is a second down and goal from just inside the 5. We'll call it the 5. This is the slightly different lineup. They have one running back with by throw, the quarterback, out of the shotgun. The give is to McCarthy, and he slides into the end zone, pretty much untouched. 5-yard touchdown run for Matt McCarthy, his 16th touchdown of the season. This comes at 7:55 remaining in the first half, exactly like one quarter after the Danvers touchdown. Bobby O'Donnell to attempt the point after kick. The snap is down. The kick is a left-footed line drive kick that's up and good. So Bobby O'Donnell hits the point after kick. And we are tied at 7, North Reading and Danvers here on MSO News Sports. We're back with more just ahead.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
If you are interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's 3 locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Got an update from Marblehead. Marblehead leading Gloucester 14-0. Rick Moore is there. We'll try to see if we can get an update from him in just a moment as well. So here is O'Donnell to kick off for North Reading to Danvers here with 7:55 to play first half in a tie game now. It's another ground ball kick off his foot. Rolls down inside the 25. Touched by one of the Falcons at the 25-yard line. Now run back out over the 25 to about the 28-yard line. Not sure if that was Coakley. And Beauregard is credited with the tackle for North Reading. And they start at the Danvers 30 with 7:48 to play first half, now in a tie game here with North Reading. Andreas coming as a split end out to the near side left, and Matt Reedy out to the far side right for the Falcons. Borders in the shotgun. Here's Andreas in motion back to the middle, and the keeper borders straight ahead, angles and wigwags his way around left end up to the 43, or 42 rather. It's about a 12-yard gain for Borders. Well, that's so he gains 11. So it's first down there for Borders out to the 46-yard line. 7.5 minutes to play. That's what Borders has brought this team. He's brought the ability to keep the football, run the football. And pick up, at times, significant yardage as he sees openings up the middle. And that's exactly what he did that time. So here's a first down from the 41. And Borders again on the keeper, but North Reading is ready for him, and they drop him in the backfield. Tackle is made by North Reading High School. Nick Arena on the hit for North Reading. North Reading not fooled that time. They just got into that backfield, and so they lost a couple of yards on that. Second down, well, call it a one-yard loss. Second down and 11 for Danvers. Andreas coming out as a wideout near side left. Coakley going far side right. One running back with Dean Borders, who works out of the shotgun here, to his right side. Takes the direct snap, goes to the right side, dumps a pass over on the right side. A catch, but only no gain, really. Quinn Holland caught the pass in the backfield, coming out of the backfield, but Donahue was there for the tackle. You know, Donahue, the D lineman, very tough, plays both ways, and he's all over the field. He's probably one of their most valuable players and on this team, one of them.
Come on, boys!
Who's not running the football, I suppose. Just under 6 minutes to play. So here's a third down and 10 for Danvers. Borders from the shotgun, rolls right, heaves it out on the right side. A jump and a catch for a first down just inside, beyond the stake, down at the 47. Matt Andreas went up and came down with that football right in front of the Danvers bench, far side right. So they got about 13 yards on that. Well, 12 yards, 5.5 minutes to play. Time running down here in the first half. Time's not a factor here for Danvers in this possession, but they've got a first down at the 47 now in North Reading territory. Kofi coming as a wideout near side left. One running back in the backfield along with quarterback Dean Borders. Takes the direct snap, keeps it, runs straight ahead, ripped down. And he is taken down by Jack D'Angelo. Just under 5 minutes to play. Watching the clock, no gain there for Danvers. Well, this North Reading team, as we've been looking at some things, they've clearly got a good defensive team. Falcons coming in here with an outstanding defensive record themselves, statistically. Three shutouts this year. Wideouts now one each way for Danvers. It's a second down and 10 from the 47. And here is quarterback Andreas taking it. Jumps in the air and is pushed out of bounds after gaining about 4 yards. So Andreas, maybe he got a little bit more than that. They're giving him a spot down to the 41. So about a 6 yard gain for Andreas. And Andreas is now hurt on the field being attended to. We have a break here in the action. We'll step aside here with 4 minutes, 2 seconds to go in the first half, with the game tied at 7.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Roger Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Back in North Reading, Division 2A North playoff game. North Reading and Danvers High School tied at 7, 4 minutes, 2 seconds to play first half. And Matt Andreas being helped off the field after jumping, trying to jump over a defender, coming down and apparently getting hurt then. And we'll see... They're now bringing him over to the bench across the way. He will not be back soon, or very soon. Here is, certainly hope it's not serious. And now they send Danvers two receivers out to the far side right, including Turner. Moriarty going tight to the right side. The pitch is to Coakley, the tailback, turns right end, cuts back in, and on third down, he's down close to a first down inside the 40, but should be about 1 yard short to the as he's at the 38. So Coakley for about four. So now it's fourth down and one. Coakley now from the backfield goes to a wideout. And the quarterback borders right up behind center with the running right back behind him. Fourth down and one. And it's the keeper straight ahead. Borders a little bit of a surge. He'll be close. It could be a foot short. 247. They're unpiling, and he might be under the pile. Might have a little bit further, but it doesn't look like he got it. And North Reading makes no measure. No, they're not going to measure. North Reading football. Very close. Inside the 40 at about the 38, 37. And it'll be North Reading football as they stop Danvers on downs with 2:47 to play here in the first half. Timeout North Reading. We're tied at 7. Back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports. We are at the end of one quarter in Marblehead. It's Marblehead 14 and Gloucester nothing.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
North Reading getting the football here late in the first half as they start at their 37, just outside the 37, 2:47 to play first half. Quarterback Kyle Bythrow out of the shotgun. It's a handoff and a run up over the to Matt McCarthy as he gets to the 42. A gain of about four for McCarthy. McCarthy's had some big runs. One of them was a 47-yarder that set up what turned out to be their tying touchdown as he was knocked out of bounds at the 3-yard line in the second quarter. I think it took them two more plays to punch it in. And it was Matt McCarthy himself that went in for the touchdown. 2:10 to play first half. Here's a second down and 6 for North Reading from their just outside their 42. Fake handoff to McCarthy. Quarterback by throw taken down. Bunch of defenders there for Danvers High School. Loss of a couple of yards on that, setting up a third down and 9 for North Reading. A timeout called. I believe a 2-minute warning. Still looking across the way. I believe they're still attending to Matt Andreas on the bench, which is just a little ways away from where all the players are, out around midfield, down around the 30 to our right across the way. Went out injured. Minute 46 to play. Third down 9. We're in the first half, second quarter. And by throw from the shotgun, takes the hand direct snap, rolls to the right side, heaves it down the right sideline. Man open, over the shoulder, catches the 20, and run in for a touchdown. 62 yards, and the reception made by Rob Donahue. Rob Donahue beat his defender by a big margin there down the right sideline. And Donahue got the receiving end of a by throw patch, pass rather, giving the Hornets the 6-point lead here. They're going for the point after kick now. Bobby O'Donnell setting up. The snap is down, but a whistle blows before he can approach the football on the kick. It would appear this is a procedure call against North Reading. It is. Minute 35 to play in the first half. Calling that a 61-yard touchdown pass here in the second quarter. So the Hornets will be 5 yards back attempting the point after kick. And the snap is down this time. Held. Pick up. It's high. It's strong. And through. So O'Donnell makes it 14-7 North Reading as they score late here in the first half. 14-6 we heard the score that Marblehead was leading North Reading in the second quarter of that game tonight. Again, the live streaming video game here on MSO News Sports. We'll step aside. We're back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Bobby O'Donnell to kick off for North Reading from left to right here in the second quarter. North Reading has scored their second touchdown and now lead 14-7 over Danvers. Left foot goes into the ball, nails this one high, high and deep. It lands in the end zone and rolls through the end zone as Taj Coakley chases it back, has his back to the play. As Donahue nailed that one with that big left foot coming through, leg, and nailing it into the end zone and through the end zone. So Danvers will start at their 20. A minute 35 to play here in the first half. Falcons trailing by the touchdown. Injuries have hit the Falcons a little bit here with Kyle Purcell out this week, Dean Borders with that ankle injury, but he is playing tonight. And then Matt Andreas went out hurt just in the last offensive series. And so Borders out of the shotgun, takes the snap, looks right now, comes back left with a pass to Coakley in the backfield, catches it and runs upfield. 40, 45, and still on his feet, sliding down at midfield. So a screen left to Taj Coakley, and he gets it right up to midfield. Let's see where they spot this. Yeah, they're going to put it right at midfield. So that's an easy 30-yard gain. Completion for Coakley. Minute 21 to go. And here's Borders rolling right, throwing. Catch is made down at the 44-yard line. And it'll be a third down or second down and 7. Here is Borders rolling left, firing down on the left side. It's incomplete. Looking for Reedy near side left. Coming down the middle and off to the left side. Too far for Reedy. Incomplete pass. Stops the clock with 59.4 seconds to play. Third down, 3 for Danvers. Borders, straight drop, pass over the middle. The catch is made. Reedy has it, and Moriarty has it, and he runs in for the touchdown. 43-yard touchdown strike. Borders to Moriarty. Oh, man. Big strike for Danvers there. They're a point away from tying this game. So Kieran Moriarty with the touchdown catch and run and into the end zone. Zabek to attempt the point after kick. End zone to our left. Soccer style, right foot. Sets up, the snap is teed up, and the kick is up and strong, is high, and it's good. There is a flag. It probably is going against North Reading. Might have been offside. So Zebek boots it through, and we're tied at 14 here with 50 seconds to go. Took Danvers just 45 seconds of clock time to score that touchdown. So very efficient. They were given a minute 35. Took just 45. 50 seconds remaining on the clock here. Danvers to kick off to North Reading. Late first half. Tie game at 14. Zebek will kick off for Danvers to North Reading. McCarthy is one of the deep guys for sure for North Reading High School. He comes up and fields it at the 35 on a short kick and runs it back out to the 42 or 43. So McCarthy was standing down deep at the 10. I looked upfield just for a moment for a kickoff, and then he slides up and alertly moves to an up-back position, figuring that Danvers is not going to kick it deep to him, but instead he slides up to where an up-back would be, fields it at about the 35-yard line, runs on the return out to the 43. It's about a 7-8-yard return for McCarthy. Kyle Bythrow, North Reading quarterback, with McCarthy to his left in the backfield. With 45.4 seconds to play here in the first half. Tie game at 14. Direct snap back to Bythrow. The give is to McCarthy. Ahead he goes. He has maybe 6 yards, just shy of midfield. 6 yard gain there. And he is hit by Abatessa and also Zach Dillon. Ball is placed at midfield. So it's now about a second down and four for North Reading High School. By throw in the shotgun, standing at his 45 to receive the snap. Direct snap, ball right about at midfield, just shy of midfield for North Reading. Here's McCarthy with the handoff, running left, bounces outside, turns the corner, has the first down, down to the 40, to the 30, left sidelines, to the 20, pushed out of bounds at around the 10. Another big run for Matt McCarthy. Oh, man. They're placing it down at the 10-yard line. About a 40-yard run for McCarthy. Another big run for him. 28.8 seconds to go. And this is a first and goal situation for North Reading. Game tied at 14. A lot of scoring here, possibly in the last minute 35 of this football game, and now a timeout is called. Danvers taking the timeout. We'll take it as well here with just 28 seconds to play. First half in a tie game at 14.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Back in North Reading, I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports. Thanks for being with us on a Friday night. Danvers and North Reading both coming into tonight's game at 7-1. Division 2A North playoff game. Winner of this game faces the winner of the Marblehead-Gloucester game. Last score we had was Marblehead up 14-6 second quarter in Marblehead. So it's a first and goal now for North Reading in a tie game at 14. Ball at the 10-yard line. Direct snap to by throw. Give to the running back who's hit down for a loss on the play. Big hit by Darris on the hit for Danvers High School. North Reading calls time. They lost it. At least three on that. Trying to see where they placed the football down. It'll be a second down and goal. Maybe out closer to the 14. Come on, boys. 22.2 seconds to play. First half. Come on,
boys. Second down and goal
from the 15. Rob Donahue is a wide out set to the right side, also out there. John Muse, I believe. Or is that, that's probably Marullo. John Marullo, near side right. By throw at quarterback, halfback McCarthy to his left side. Fake give to McCarthy. By throw runs straight ahead. He gets a couple of yards. He'll be stopped short of the 10, however. So by throw, rather. Maybe to the 12. 15.1 seconds to play. Another timeout called. So it's third down and goal. Now the stake across the way. Looks like the ball is out, still out near the 15-yard line. We'll keep it right here, reminding you that North Shore Sports Night airs Monday nights at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore, Tim Kearns, and tomorrow afternoon we'll have live coverage of the Beverly at Tewksbury game. It's a Division II North game. Tewksbury undefeated this year. Beverly traveling there tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. So Kyle Bythrow coming back in from the sidelines. And 15.1 seconds to play in the first half. Tie game at 14. Ball out near the 15-yard line, so it's third and goal to go. By throw, takes a direct snap, squirts out to the right side, now fires to the right side, a wobbler and wide, incomplete. With 9.5 seconds to play, here's a fourth down and goal from about the 15. Yeah, he's got to go more than the 14. More than the 15, rather. It's the 14. So, question is whether they're going for the field goal. Yeah, they are. So, Bobby O'Donnell, who has a pretty good leg, as we saw, he's the one that kicked off a moment ago and booted it into the end zone. Pretty much a straight gone kick to about a 31-yarder. The kick is up. It's wide left. Didn't get it. Wide left. 31-yard field goal attempt by Donahue. Fails and goes wide left with 4.2 seconds to play in the first half. If that had been a score, we would have had three touchdowns in a span of about a minute and a half here in the final moments of this first half here at North Reading. So Danvers will take over at their 20. Tied at 14 here, just seconds to go, 4.2 seconds to go, first half. There's the snap, and the knee is down, and the clock runs down, and we've come to the end of the first half. We'll step aside. We're back with more just ahead there. Hang in there with us. We're at the MIAA Division 2A North semifinal game here between North Reading and Danvers. We're tied at 14 at the half.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 Series windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 is attractive, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Remember, Anderson is the most trusted name in windows. See the Anderson 400 at any of our three locations. That's North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, this is Saka Sarkisian, owner of Sarkisian Sportswear, located on Route 1 South in Peavey. We are a sports team dealer and custom apparel distributor that can handle all of your team's or company's uniform and apparel needs. So stop by and visit us at 182 Newbury Street in Peavey to see our storefront. Visit with our friendly and helpful staff and let us help you get the right fit for your program. Also, you can visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials and learn more about us.
Welcome back to North Reading High School. I'm Bill Newell along with, just by myself here tonight. Don't have anybody with me. And our crew is a little split up here tonight with all the games going on. Rick and Paul Ingram are over in Marblehead. I understand there are some mic problems with the video, so we do apologize for that. Thanks so much for being with us here. That score at the half, hold on 1 second, 20-6. Marblehead is leading Gloucester at the half. And we'll keep you updated on some things here. We'll recap our scoring here in just a moment. And we'll also, we're going to hear from our Moynihan Lumber Male Student Athlete of the Month for the month of September, who happens to play golf here at North Reading High School. That coming up in just a moment, so hang in there for that. Danvers coming in here at 7-1. North Reading the same. Sean Terrio, head football coach at Danvers High School. Jeff Wall, head football coach at North Reading. Scoring, Danvers scoring first here on a 45-yard touchdown pass, Dean Borders to Taj Coakley. And the David Zebick point after kick was good with 8:17 to play first quarter. That was the score at the end of the first quarter. Second quarter, a 5-yard run by Matt McCarthy gave the North Reading Hornets the tying score after a Bobby O'Donnell point after kick. We're tied at 7, then with a minute 35 to go in the second quarter. The by throw of North Reading threw a touchdown pass 61 yards to Robert Donahue down the right sidelines. The point after kick was good by O'Donnell, making it 14-7. Danvers would tie the game, 50 seconds to play in the first half. A 43-yard touchdown pass to Kieran Moriarty of Danvers. Zebick's point after kick was good. And then right near the end, with about 4 seconds to play, North Reading had a 31-yard field goal attempt by O'Donnell. It went wide left. That would have given them the lead at the half. And then that was pretty much it in the first half. 14-all our score. So 14 points for North Reading here in the second quarter. And Danvers has scored a touchdown in each of the first two quarters here of tonight's game. What we'll do is we'll step aside. We'll be back. We'll meet our Moynihan Lumber September Student Athlete of the Month. Again, a golfer here at North Reading High School. So stay with us here on MSONewsSports.com.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
The Lynn Museum, located at 590 Washington Street in the heart of Lynn's emerging downtown cultural district, offers a unique perspective on history as told through the experiences of one of America's most consequential cities. Come this fall and see our newest exhibits, Industry and Craft, People at Work in Lynn, and Collecting for the Objects of Lynn. We're open Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 9 to 1 p.m., or online at lynnmuseum.org.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com. Honeydews seasonal favorites are finally here. Nothing says fall more on a crisp, cool morning than a hot pumpkin spice or maple cream coffee. Complement these coffee flavors with a tasty pumpkin muffin, deliciously sweet cranberry apple stick, or a freshly baked tart apple cider donut. Visit our locally owned and operated Honeydew Donut Shops located on the Linway and Western Avenue in Lynn, Eastern Avenue in Malden, Canal Street in Salem, and Meridian Street in East Boston. And experience Honeydew's flavors of the fall today. Logan Stansbury is with us from North Reading High School, golfer and a winner of the Moynihan Lumber September Athlete of the Month contest. And, Logan, congratulations on being selected, as it combines both academics and athletics. And I guess some thoughts. Well, you're, of course, one of the North Reading is the kind of the home for Moynihan Lumber. So that's a nice thing.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I have some friends that work over there, and it's an honor to win this award. Being acknowledged for my academic achievements in addition to my athletic achievements, it feels great.
Logan, tell me about the golf season so far for you at North Reading, and as it comes to an end, what were some of the highlights this year for you?
So we've had a great season. We went 11-1. We won the Cal Championship, which is our division that we play in. And yesterday we had the state North sectional finals over at our home course, Hillview Golf Course, and we actually finished third for the second time in school history to advance to the state championship, which will be next Tuesday out in Western Mass.
Well, that's terrific. How did you do yesterday?
I played well. I shot a 73, and I finished third in the entire tournament. I think there was about 100 kids, so I was pretty happy with the way I played.
Well, congratulations on that. Now, I understand that you also, in the winter, you swim, and in the springtime, you play lacrosse for North Reading. Is that right?
Yes. I do the backstroke in the winter, and then come springtime, I play defensive middie for the lacrosse team.
Well, tell me about the classroom at North Reading. What are some of your favorite classes at the high school?
This year, I would say my favorite class is AP Spanish. We only have 5 kids in the class, so and the teacher is a native speaker, so it's great. It's really engaging, and you really go in-depth in the language. I also really enjoyed U.S. history last year with Mr. Emerton. He's a great teacher, and although it's a lot of work, you really do learn a lot. And I would say overall, the atmosphere at North Reading it's just great. All the teachers are really caring. They're really involved in their students.
And you guys have that great new high school as well, so that's got to be nice.
Right, yeah. I went to the old high school for 1 year, but I've been fortunate enough to be here for 3 years. It's a great facility. It's world class. It's a great place to learn.
Logan, tell me about your plans for college. I understand you've you're clearly out looking at several schools, and what are the schools, and where do things stand right now for you?
So I don't totally know where I want to go to school. I'm applying early decision to the University of Pennsylvania, hoping to study business through the Wharton School. In addition to that, I'm looking at the University of Virginia and also Emory in Georgia.
You and Donald Trump?
yeah, he went there for his MBA, so yeah, I don't know.
Well, I probably shouldn't have brought that up at all. That's unfair to do that, but and please don't react to that. I don't want to get you in trouble or anything like that.
No problem.
Yeah. Well, Logan, I guess anything else that you want to discuss or that you tell me about the golf season or anything about that or about North Reading High School?
I would just like to thank the staff over at Hillview Country Club. They're always very helpful with the team. They always allow us to hit range balls before matches, and then we practice there every single day, so that's great. And then also my coach, Coach McAuliffe, he's really been instrumental in my development as a player, and he also really focuses on academics outside of golf, so academics always come first. And then lastly, I would like to thank my father and my mother, also my brother. They've all been pretty important in my development as a player, and then also enforcing me in the classroom to succeed, and academics always come first. So.
That's great. I'm glad you mentioned all of those people, and of course, I read where your dad was instrumental, and well, he played golf, so thus you've kind of picked up the game.
You also, there's quoted as saying something about the mental aspect of golf, and golf is so mental, isn't it? Tell me about that, and what have you studied about that?
Right, so I grew up playing soccer mainly, a lot of team sports, and a lot of those sports you play based on emotion, and you want to run around, you want to kind of get angry and play with that, but I learned in golf you have to stay calm, you have to stay steady-minded to really succeed. Even in yesterday's round, I was getting frustrated towards the later part of the round, but I told myself to calm down, and I ended up making two birdies down the stretch to end up shooting a score that's pretty good.
Gotcha. Well, Logan, congratulations to you again. Thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Logan Stansbury, North Reading High School, the Moynihan Lumber Male September Student of the Month Award winner. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports. The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get. From our boats to your plate.
For team uniforms and your business's corporate apparel, choose Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South in Peabody. Why Sarkisians? It's quality. Owner Sarkis Sarkisian.
Quality is not only the type of apparel you get and the cleanliness and the professionalism that's used in making that. The quality is in the customer service that we provide from the beginning to the end of the whole process of getting you the type of apparel or uniforms that you're looking for.
Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South, Peabody, SarkisianSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, I can understand the confusion you may be experiencing. TV, radio, and newspapers are simply filled with replacement window advertising, all promising everything under the sun and then some. At Moynihan Lumber, we offer no gimmicks, just quality products, competitively priced, sold to you by a professional salesperson who really knows what he's talking about. That's Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to North Reading. We're tied at 14, North Reading and Danvers Division 2A game. Matt Andreas of Danvers out injured, we believe, probably for the rest of the game after injuring himself in the first half of tonight's game. We have some scores in the Division 1A North game. Peabody and Lincoln Sudbury scoreless at the half. That's a huge score coming in from Lincoln Sudbury. In Division 1A, also Reading all over Chelmsford, 24-0 at the half. Division 2, Masco leading at Billerica, 14-3. So congratulations there. The other 2 game is Beverly at Tewksbury tomorrow at 2. That's right here on MSO News Sports. Listen in for that. Marty Smith, Tim Kearns on the call there. Division 3 tonight, we have Watertown over Newburyport, 20-3. That game at Watertown tonight. St. Mary's leading Linfield in Division 3A, 16-0 at the half. And Stoneham is all over Ipswich, 30-0 at Ipswich tonight.
Can you unplug that orange cord?
Yep. There you go.
Thank you.
Yep. Somebody just unplugged their cord. They're here for a half, then they unplug. They go. We got a great game here. We're tied at 14 here between these two schools. And Matt McCarthy of North Reading High School unofficially with just about 130 yards of rushing for North Reading High School. He's their big running back, about 1,100 yards this year. Dean Borders for Danvers High School has thrown for just under 150 yards, 7 of 11 in passing here tonight. One other score, non-playoff game, Burlington over Salem, 28-0 at the half there. So we'll try to keep you posted on those games, but Marblehead appears to be rolling. 8-0 right now, rolling with a 26 lead over Gloucester as they're getting ready for the second half in Marblehead here tonight. I guess you can watch that game on the website, just don't have the sound here on MSO. Again, Taj Coakley with a Danvers touchdown catch, and Kieran Moriarty with the touchdown pass as well. So two touchdown passes for Danvers High School here tonight. One pass for Bythrow to Robert Donahue down the right sidelines, and a five-yard rush by McCarthy. And Danvers will kick off to North Reading High School to start the second half here. At North Reading, again, tied at 14. Danvers will kick from right to left. David Zebek. Falcons trying to kick it away from Matt McCarthy, and Zebek will kick off, goes far side, way downfield, and McCarthy doesn't field it. His teammate does back at the 11-yard line. Run back to the 18, that's it. So Marullo on the return, Sasso on the tackle for Danvers High School, senior. And North Reading will start at their 19. Kyle Bythrow out of the shotgun from the 19, halfback to his left side. McCarthy, handoff to him, coming around right end to the 20, 22 out of bounds. Good pursuit there by Danvers High School. Zach Turner on the pursuit as he starts at the 19, goes out of bounds at the 23-yard, so it's a 4-yard gain for McCarthy. 10.5 to play, just underway, third quarter. Tied at 14. Now North Reading sending out three receivers, far side left. McCarthy in the backfield along with Bythrow, the junior quarterback. This will be a second down and 6 from the 23. Just underway, second half. Bythrow takes the snap to give us to McCarthy, coming near side right, turns the corner, up to the 35, still on his feet, out to the 45. And McCarthy gets it all the way out to the 45-yard line. 22 yards this time for McCarthy. So McCarthy already with 26 yards of rushing here in the second half, just underway. Ball out to the 45. I think Beauregard going out as a wideout near side right. Two other receivers with him, including Marullo. McCarthy to the right of quarterback by throw. Hash mark near side right is where the football is, out at the 45. First down for North Reading. Tie game at 14. Third quarter. They give us to McCarthy. This time he hits off the left side of the line, turns it up the middle, up to midfield, a 5-yard gain. Pushing off that offensive line with Jack D'Angelo, Robbie Bobby O'Donnell, Tim Sanger, Mike Quaratelio, and Colin Boucher for North Reading High School. Dylan Beauregard going as a wideout to the left side along with Marullo. Also out there, Robert Donahue to the far side left. And this is a second down and 5. The give is to McCarthy, straight ahead. Looks like he just gets back to the line of scrimmage. That is it. In a way, these two teams are somewhat similar in the sense what they would like to do. Danvers loves to hand off to Andreas, but he's now out of the game. And North Reading, clearly same kind of situation with Matt McCarthy, like to hand off to him. Kieran Moriarty credited with the tackle for Danvers High School. Third and 5, ball at midfield. North Reading working left to right here in the third quarter. Just over 8 minutes to play in the third quarter. Three wideouts, far side left. And by throw, shotgun, keeps it, runs, and he stood up and dropped. A couple of Danvers defenders there to take him down. Franco Abatessa there for Danvers. And also Zach Turner, linebacker for Danvers High School. Looked like Turner might have just got there first, but then somehow got angled off, and then Abatessa hit him, and the two knocked him down. So they really get no gain. Might have lost a yard on that play. Fourth down and about six. 7.5 to play in the third quarter. And North Reading to punt from their 49-yard line. So this is O'Donnell back to receive the long snap, standing at his 37. Hash mark near side right. Snap is a little bit high, pulls it down, left foot goes into it, and he nails it. Downfield, lands at the 24, takes a North Reading roll, and fielded at the 13-yard line. No return there. Coakley covers it up. So with just 7 minutes, 2 seconds to play in the third quarter, Danvers will get their hands on the football for the first time in the second half, tied at 14. Again, we mentioned the injuries for Danvers. Kyle Purcell out. Dean Borders nursing an injury this week, but playing and looking good so far here tonight. But the big one, Matt Andreas, going out in the second quarter with an injury and not expected to be back in the second half at all of tonight's game. Their star running back for Danvers High School. So from the 14, Danvers starts, and Borders hands off to a running back coming near side left. Short gainer, Coakley the ball carrier. So from the 14, they maybe just get 1 yard. So Coakley gets 1 yard. Cordiello credited with the tackle for North Reading. And the two head coaches tonight, Sean Terriel for Danvers High School, Jeff Wall for North Reading. Coakley for right behind center. Quick pass out on the right side. The catch is made. Looking pattern out to the 25. This is Reedy with the reception. Reedy to the 25. It moves the stakes ahead for a first down for Danvers High School. 12-yard gain. That'll be a 12-yard gain for Reedy. Six minutes to play, third quarter, tie game. Reedy coming out as a wideout near side left this time. Ball between the two hash marks. First and 10 for Danvers. And it's the handoff straight ahead. And a fumble, but Danvers, I think, has just covered it up. Like Turner may have covered that football up alertly. So Zach Turner covers up that Danvers fumble. And let's see where they mark it down. They get a first down out of it. Moving the chains ahead beyond the 35 out to the 36. The running back hit the turf and then the ball squirted ahead 3 or 4 yards. And Turner then alertly fell on it. Reedy going as a split end out far side right with 5.5 minutes to play, third quarter. Borders right up behind center this time. Two running backs lined up behind him in the Danvers backfield. Fake give to the tailback. Borders rolling out. The pass on the run. The catch. Is that Holland with it? Catching it out at the 45 and running out of bounds. Close to the first down stake, but I don't think he quite have it. Yep. Holland with the reception coming out of the backfield. Curling up the right sidelines. I think he's a yard short, placing it at the 45. Gain of 9 for Holland on the pass from Dean Borders. Second down and 1 from the 45. Three-man stack eye in the backfield this time to give us to the tailback. Coakley starting to the middle now, juts out to the left side, is hit, and he can't get up. He gets over the 45 out near the 46. I think his third or fourth effort gives him the first down. It looked like he was going to be taken down not able to turn that corner and get the first down, but hit about a third or fourth effort, and he was able to get that first down. Wow, good determination there by Ty Spokley, really willing himself getting that first down for Danvers High School. 4:13 to go here in the third quarter. Big conversion for the Falcons there, getting it out near midfield at the 48. Reedy going out, split end out to the right side. Two men in the backfield, lined up in the eye behind quarterback Borders, right up behind center. First down, handoff, Coakley, the tailback, hits to the midfield stripe, and he gets 2 yards. North Reading defense gathering in numbers there. A little stingy. Coratelio, one of the tacklers for North Reading at midfield after a 2 yard gain.
Second down.
Danvers sending Moriarty now as a wide out to the near side left and one far side right. One man in the backfield. Quick pass to the right side. Reedy, does he have it? No, they're calling it an incomplete pass. It was like almost like a catch and run, and Moriarty had it, but really didn't have it, and it dropped incomplete. It was one of those plays where you almost want to say it could have been a catch and a fumble, but they're calling it an incomplete pass, and I think that's the right call. So it's third down and 8. Maybe a beat away from going the other way on that call, but an incomplete pass, and it's 3rd and 8. So here's a big third down for Danvers. 3rd down and 8, Reedy going out to the far side right, and Taj Coakley, the junior wide receiver and running back, going near side left. Borders out of the shotgun, halfback set to his right side. Holland, roll out right side. Here's the pass to the right. It's knocked down, almost intercepted at the 41. Matt McCarthy nearly intercepted that football at the 41 in North Reading territory, right in front of the Danvers bench. So here is a 4th down from midfield. Danvers will punt with just under 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. A little shout out to our two athletic directors here tonight, Dave Johnson here at North Reading High School. Thanks for his help in making this broadcast possible. And, of course, Andy St. Pierre from Danvers High School. Here is the punt. Back turn it to boot it away. Right foot goes into the ball. High punt. No return. Lands at the 15. Rolls down to around the 10. A nice roll for Danvers. No return. A good high punt by Zach Turner. And then it took a nice Danvers roll as it hit at about the 15 or 16. And so now the Danvers defense has an opportunity to do what they've done so well this year, and that is to shut down their opponents. But here with 2:41 to play third quarter, it is North Reading starting deep in their own territory at their 10-yard line. Two wideouts, far side left for North Reading. Tie game at 14 here in the third quarter. Here's McCarthy taking the handoff up the middle, opening. He's out to the 20, 25, dancing left, slowed down, left, now back right. Keeps getting hit, but doesn't go down, and goes all the way out to the 36-yard line. McCarthy for a 26-yard run. Oh, man. He's got about 60 yards of rushing so far here in the second half, McCarthy. Now they send a wide out to the near side right. North Reading, a couple of them out to the near side right. Dylan Beauregard out there and Robert Donahue. Donahue slotted to the right side. Marullo also out there. So there's 3 men out near side right. First down for North Reading at the 37-yard line. By throw on the handoff. keeper, and he goes up to the 38 short gainer, 1 or 2 yards. Minute 37 to play, third quarter. Again, we're tied at 14 here tonight. Division 2A playoff game in North Reading, Danvers in North Reading. By throw, now with one running back, McCarthy behind him, out of the shotgun. He takes the direct snap, options it out to McCarthy, some space, out to the 40, 45, breaks a tackle to midfield, down to the 45 to the 40, breaks another tackle, goes all the way down to the 35-yard line. Another about a 28-yard run there by McCarthy. With a almost and about a minute to go here in the third quarter. Big run there by McCarthy. And, man, he is hard to bring down. Broke tackles. Just an incredibly effective runner here for North Reading High School. So by throw from the shotgun now. Two wideouts or three to the left side. Give us to McCarthy. Again, a hole. Look out. He's gone. Down the right sideline. Touchdown. 35-yard touchdown run. Matt McCarthy. Five-yard run, McCarthy. Third quarter, 32 seconds to play. Point after kick is up, and it's no good. Wide right, O'Donnell's point after kick. So the kick fails. That could be big. So now it's 20-14 here. And we'll step aside. We're back with more football just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 Series windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 is attractive, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Remember, Anderson is the most trusted name in windows. See the Anderson 400 at any of our three locations. That's North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
For the hand lumber, we measure up.
Here in North Reading tonight, Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports, here in the home of Moynihan Lumber, North Reading. Of course, they're in Beverly, Plaistow, New Hampshire, but really based right out of North Reading, where it all started. 32.4 seconds to go. Give a little shout-out here tonight to North Reading boys basketball coach Jill Casey. So a touchdown here by McCarthy. Third North Reading touchdown. Point after kick fails. We're at 20-14 here with just a few ticks left. 32 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Big, strong kickoff by O'Donnell into the end zone and through the end zone down to our right. Well, there's Danvers football team. Maybe feeling of some of these injuries now. Again, Purcell, one of their linemen, out tonight. And, of course, injured in the second quarter, Matt Andreas, their big running back with over 1,100 yards of rushing coming into tonight's game and 10 touchdowns. Borders will have his team up starting at their 20. With 32 seconds to play here in the third quarter. One running back behind the quarterback, Borders, who's right up behind center. Fakes a pass, now looks right again. Fires way down on the right into some coverage. Falling incomplete. Reedy, the intended receiver. Two defenders there. And that falls incomplete. Kyle Conley and Matt McCarthy defending. Reedy down on the right side, down in front of the Danvers bench. Danvers working right to left here in the second quarter. Third quarter. 26 seconds to play. Second down and 10 for Danvers. Ball at the 20. Falcons now trailing 20-14. Borders on the keeper. Straight ahead. A couple of yards. Possibly three. Dean Borders. That may do it for the quarter. So through three quarters here at North Reading, the score, North Reading 20, Danvers 14, here on MSONewsSports.com.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Third down and seven for Danvers as we start the fourth quarter here at North Reading High School. And we have a timeout call by Danvers as we are just coming back to action. Still trying to check some scores. We'll keep it right here during the timeout here. St. Mary's now leading Linfield 30-8. In the second half of that football game.
Come on, get in there.
Watertown all over Newburyport tonight, 27-3. Dean Borders with now back out after the timeout from the shotgun. Wideouts two to the left, one to the right. Borders rolling left, looking and firing up on the left side, and it's knocked down. Incomplete. I think that's McCarthy breaking it up. Yep, McCarthy broke it up. McCarthy coming across. Kind of had his back to the coming across, put the left hand out as the ball was Borders was rolling out to the left side. Just was able to bat it down, couldn't angle around and try to intercept it. And so it's fourth down here. And Danvers will punt Zach Turner back to punt for Danvers. Fourth down and about eight from the 23. The punt is away. Good strong punt. Lands and takes a Danvers roll from the 46 inside the 40 down near the 36. Wobbling ahead to the 35 where it'll be first down there for North Reading High School. Far side of the field. Hash mark right side. North Reading working right to left now here in the fourth quarter with the 6-point lead 20-14. Stoneham over Ipswich 40-7. These are all second half scores. Lincoln Sudbury has gone up on Peabody 6-0. That was a 0-0 game at the half. And we were talking about that game. What a job Mark Betancourt has done at Peabody High School. Now we have an update from Marblehead here. 34-12, Marblehead is leading Gloucester. End of three. So Marblehead pouring it on here. Remaining undefeated here as that score stays the same. North Reading football. Here's McCarthy dancing ahead out over the 40, starting from the 36 as he gets all the way out to the 48. Ball placed at the 48-yard line. So he started at the 35, so... 13-yard run there for McCarthy. Boy, he's had four double-digit runs, three of them over 20 in the second half alone. Had over 100 yards of rushing in the first half. I think 140, I think it was, in the first half. And so he's having a huge night here and it's a fake give to McCarthy, and the keeper, the quarterback, Bythrow, comes near side left, scrambling to just to get back to the line of scrimmage, struggling there. So it's no gain for the North Reading quarterback on the keeper. Second down and 10 from the 48, nine and a half minutes to play in this game. Offensive line for North Reading with Jack D'Angelo, a junior, Bobby O'Donnell, a senior, Tim Sanger, a junior, Colin Boucher, a junior, and Michael Quaratelio, the senior. Yeah, McCarthy had 130 yards or so at the half, and so he's up around another 100 yards here in the second half so far. So he's got over 200 yards of rushing here in tonight's game through, in essence, really three quarters here. Into the fourth quarter, two wideouts, three make it to the near side left for North Reading with a second down and 10 from the 48. Wide out near side left is Marullo, split end out to the left side. Also out there is Robert Donahue. Direct snap, the give is to McCarthy. Hits off the right side of the line. He gets about 4 yards starting at the 48. So McCarthy. Now what a setup there. They have McCarthy on the left coming back across to the middle from the left side. And then as he takes the handoff, he's already headed upfield and it just knifed his way through the offensive line and ahead for 4 yards. This time the wideouts go out to the far side right. So it's a third down and 6 4-yard gain there for McCarthy just a moment ago. He's in the backfield along with Kyle Bythrow, the junior quarterback for North Reading, with a 20-14 lead. Are the Hornets ahead? Ahead for a run of 2 yards down close to the 45. McCarthy slowed down a little bit. So they've held him to 4 and now maybe about 2 yards. So it's fourth down. And about 3 to go here for North Reading in Danvers territory at the 45. And right now they're lined up to punt. Bobby O'Donnell back standing at his 41. They snap comes back a bit high. O'Donnell pulls it down, puts the left foot in the ball. High, high punt. It will land without a return. Hitting on the ground at about the 17, rolling down to the 10 and inside the 10-yard line, maybe to the 9 or so. Flag is down, a procedure call. Might be... surprised that wasn't whistled down, but if it is a procedure call against North Reading. North Reading was moving, I think, trying to draw Danvers offside and get the first down because they had a fourth down and 4 to go, or a 5-yard penalty would have given them the first down. So now the North Reading goes back to the 50-yard line. 7:40 to play in this fourth quarter here. Danvers defense making a stop here, but the punt still here coming for North Reading. Second try at it after the penalty. Fourth down and 8. Now O'Donnell stands out by his 37 to get the long snap. Puts the left foot in the ball, gets it off, nearly blocked there. And a one-hopper fielded by Coakley. Run back right, now back left, and he's tripped up. Maybe getting a few yards on the return, maybe about 3 out to the 18 or 19. Zach Sasso came in and got close to blocking that punt, angling in, put the right arm up, and he was just like a half a second away from trying to make some contact with the football on the block. 7.5 minutes to play in the football game. Danvers offense takes over, and they are starting at about the 17 or 18. Quick pass out on the left side, and a screen left, a short catch, and the receiver scrambles just to get back to the line of scrimmage. Coakley made the catch in the backfield, spun around, and struggles to get back to the line of scrimmage.
On the play.
6 minutes, 51 seconds to play. Danvers football, they're trailing by 6 points here in the fourth quarter. Fake handoff, Borders, now he runs. He doesn't get anything. Taken down, ran into a wall of Green Hornets that time. So Borders on the keeper. Be Nick Arena in on the tackle for North Reading. Timeout here. And this will be a third down and 10. And Danvers taking a timeout. We'll take it as well here with 6:28 to play in the fourth quarter. North Reading leading Danvers 20-14.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
If you're interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Third down and 11 yards to go. Ball is at the 17-yard line for Danvers, deep in their own territory. Borders with the direct snap, comes back, firing down over the left side. Knocked down, incomplete, nearly intercepted. Taj Coakley was the intended receiver. Nick Delasola. So Delasola nearly intercepted that ball. It was practically in his hands, and he just could not hang on to it. Worst place for the football, right? And so it falls incomplete, and Danvers will punt. Zach Turner to punt, stands maybe a step into the end zone here to receive the long snap. End zone to our left. Waiting for the snap. It comes to him right about knee high. Puts the right foot on the ball. Puts one up, and it lands on his side of midfield, about at the 49. Rolls over midfield, skimming and spinning ahead inside the 45 to the 43, where it'll be first down for North Reading without a return. So again, we've been kind of talking a bit about the game plan here for tonight's two teams here, and defense is certainly a key here in tonight's game, except for one little stretch near the end of the second quarter where each team was throwing at some points in a short amount of time. It's been kind of a defensive struggle here in the second half, 20-14, one score in the second half, that being a North Reading touchdown. So right now, Danvers hoping for a big break here. Maybe some kind of a turnover. Teams have not been making mistakes here in this game. Ball at the 43. First down, North Reading. And they have the six-point lead, and they can take a timeout. Being cautious here, wanting to make sure that everything is okay. Again, probably one of the other storylines here, it is the fact that Matt Andreas is out injured here tonight, going out injured in the second quarter, not being able to play here in the second half. Certainly a huge loss for the Falcons here on both sides of the football. So it'll be first down for North Reading after the timeout at their 43. Marullo going out. This is the wideout set going to the far side right. They often have three wideouts all on one side, North Reading does, on their formation. And then Kyle Bythrow, the quarterback, out of the shotgun. And then his running back, Matt McCarthy, again, who has had a huge night, over 200 yards of rushing here tonight against Danvers High School. He's in the backfield. Here's a man in motion from the wideout. Looked like a little mistake in the backfield, but Bythrow keeps it and runs off left end up to the 47. It almost looked like Bythrow was holding that football out for somebody, but no one took it, and thus it looked like it was kind of dangerously out there, but he held on to it, kept it, and runs ahead for 4 yards. And it's second down and six with just under 6 minutes to play here. North Reading leading by the 6 points, 20-14. Here are the three wideouts, far side right. Bythrow takes the direct snap, pulls it down. The give is to McCarthy, straight ahead, and he's taken down finally by Quinn Holland after he gains about 14 yards. And looks like a face mask call going against Danvers. Saw the flag, didn't see the infraction, but it's going against Danvers. McCarthy is just so tough to bring down. It looked like you might have him lined up, and you just can't bring him down. So this is a big one. And the ball marches down inside the Danvers 30 to the 27. Where it'll be first down for North Reading there. Division 2A North, MIAA playoff game here tonight from North Reading. Danvers and North Reading, 20-14. The score, North Reading leading. It was 14 all at the half. Here we are with just 5 minutes to play in the football game. North Reading with a first down by throw from the shotgun. They give us to McCarthy straight ahead. Stood up and hit maybe just over the line of scrimmage. Cole Johnson on the tackle for Danvers High School. That time, McCarthy wrapped up right away when the defender came in contact with him. Ends up being no gain here. So it's second down and just about 10 from the 37. Again, McCarthy, stop, start. He's got some yardage now, jumping and starting, going inside the 30, down to the 20. 28. He's very close to the first down. Let's see if he has it. No, inside the 20, rather. So it is a first down. And he is to the 18, is McCarthy and North Reading. Well, give him more than the 18. Give him down maybe the 16. 17-16. 17-yard line. Just under 4 minutes now to play. Danvers needs a stop quickly here. Direct snap comes back. Bythrow, the quarterback, keeps it. Hits off the left side of the line. Going around left end. Struggling to the end zone. And is in. Touchdown. A 17-yard touchdown run by the quarterback, Kyle Bythrow. And now it's a two-possession game, 26-14. First score here in the fourth quarter. .342 to play in tonight's football game. Kyle Bythrow on the keeper. Bobby O'Donnell will attempt the point after kick. Or Willie. Now they're going for the two-point conversion, having missed the kick before. Bythrow hands off to McCarthy. McCarthy turns the left end, squirts into the end zone for the two-point conversion for McCarthy. Oh, John Marullo with it. So Marullo, two-point rush. So now it's 28-14. And we'll step aside back with more high school football just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. The atmosphere is casual, the staff friendly and attentive, the food fantastic. From pub grub, appetizers, soup, salad, or sandwiches, to burgers, chicken, seafood, pasta dishes, or decadent desserts, everything's prepared to perfection. So make plans to meet at Sylvan Street. Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Check out their website, sylvanstreetgrill.com. Better yet, go in and find out for yourself what the buzz is all about. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Back at North Reading, the kickoff is taken by Taj Coakley at the 10. Run all the way back up over midfield, down to the 30 into North Reading territory. Taj Coakley with a big return, hit down, and he drew a penalty. .329 to play. Coakley with a big return as he started way back at his 10, ran it up over midfield down to the 40, down near the 30. So nearly a 60-yard return for Coakley. But there's a penalty at the end of that. And with 3.5 minutes to play, the officials are conferring unsportsmanlike conduct against Danvers. It's interesting about that in a way. Coakley started back and was slowing down, considering he was kind of doing a little zigzag back there around the 10 or 15, and then kind of angled off to the right and came back near side right and came all the way back up over midfield. And the ball is pushed back to the midfield stripe. So they're crediting Coakley with a 65-yard return. So instead of getting it down near the 35 in North Reading territory after the penalty, it'll be a first down for Danvers at midfield with 3:29 to play, two-possession game. Danvers trailing, pass off to the left to Akirin Moriarty, and he makes the catch at the 47. About a 3-yard gain without a huddle. Falcons come right back out. 3:10 to play here. Direct snap. Borders rolling left, throwing left, and it falls incomplete. Now it's third down and about 7 from the 47 of North Reading. 3 minutes, 3 seconds to play. Check some other scores. We had earlier we had been mentioning to you that Peabody and Lincoln Sudbury were 0-0 at the half, but Lincoln Sudbury had gone out on top of Peabody in the second half with one score. We'll see if we can catch a couple of other scores here. Here's Borders throwing over the middle, falling incomplete as the ball at the 30, intending for Kieran Moriarty. Watertown over Newburyport, 27-10. That's a final score. Stoneham over Ipswich, 46-14, 6 to go. Marblehead 34-18 lead with 6:50 to go, fourth quarter. Billerica scores to go up 15-14 over Masconomet. So here's a fourth down, a huge fourth down for Danvers with 2:58 to play in tonight's game. Danvers down by the 28-14 count. Borders with a big fourth down play. And 7 takes the direct snap, standing at the 47, running up to midfield, heaving it down the right side for Coakley. He makes the catch at the 33 and down to the 31. So Coakley's twice been pushed out of bounds at around the 30-yard line. And he goes out of bounds. Triton leads Fenwick now, 22-14 at the end of 3. Let's see if we can find something, an update on that Peabody game. The ball is knocked down. It's intercepted by North Reading High School and by Matt McCarthy. So Matt McCarthy intercepts a Dandridge pass at the 20, and they run it back to the 45. St. Mary's now leading 36-24. Linfield creeping back in that contest. So the ball was tipped, and then McCarthy came away with the interception. Yeah, we're not going to see anything apparently on that Peabody game. So with 2:40 to go, Hornets have the football, and their job is just to run down the clock. Probably need a first down here with 2:40 to play. Leading 28-14. Bythrow has his team back out, starting at their 40. Bythrow from the shotgun with McCarthy to his right in the backfield. And the handoff to McCarthy, straight ahead, 2 yards, maybe three. And Danvers calls timeout here with 2.5 minutes to play. As we tick down here, we'll have a very brief post-game show, and then we'll be off. Recapping our scoring, we were tied at 14 at the half. We have some timeouts here, so we'll make sure you are updated on the scoring here. Taj Coakley scored on a 45-yard pass from Dean Borders in the first quarter. 7-0 after David Zebek hit the point after kick. North Reading would come back to tie the game in the second quarter with about 7:55 to play. A 5-yard run by Matt McCarthy after he set it up with a huge run down the sidelines. O'Donnell's kick was good. It was tied at 7. Then Bythrow hit a 61-yard pass to Robert Donahue down the right sidelines. Point after kick by O'Donnell was good. 14-7, North Reading taking the lead. Danvers would tie the game at 14 on a 43-yard pass to Kieran Moriarty. Zabek's point after kick was good, tied at 14. North Reading had a chance to take a lead after they, right near the end, with 4 seconds to play in the first half, they attempted a 31-yard field goal by O'Donnell that went wide left, and that was the halftime score, 14-all. So here we are, 2:32 to go in this contest, 28-14. The scoring in the second half. Here's McCarthy, breaks out of a tackle in a mess, and he'll shoot down all the way down the field, it looks like, as he started at his 44-yard line. Matt McCarthy scores again for North Reading. 56-yard touchdown run for Matt McCarthy. Oh, man, this kid is strong. He's fast. He's shifty. I mean, he combines so many things that you would want in a running back. A lot of running backs maybe have two or three things going for him. This guy has everything going for him. He's got the strength. He's got the quickness. He's hard to take down. And he has the timing as well. Just seems to know to look for his blockers and then elude tacklers like nothing else. Here's a point after kick is up, and that is good. So O'Donnell hits the point after kick. So now it's 35-14, North Reading. So, and that's got to put McCarthy really close to 300 yards of rushing here tonight. I'm telling you. McCarthy, then we're picking up the scoring recap here. He scores a touchdown in the third quarter, 35-yard run. Kick fail, 20-14, fourth quarter. Kyle Bythrow on a keeper scores from 17 yards out. Two-point rush by John Marullo was good, 28-14. And then now just that 56-yard run by Matt McCarthy making it 35-14. North Reading leading here. So McCarthy had one. Let me see here. One, two. So that's his third touchdown tonight, McCarthy. So he has 18 touchdowns on the season. Three big ones here tonight. And again, I don't have the official stats here, but it does appear like McCarthy could be right around 300 yards of rushing here tonight in this game for North Reading against a team that has had three shutouts here this year, Danvers High School, and has played probably the second-best defense in the Northeastern Conference this year. So a big, big win for North Reading here tonight. There's 2:18 to play. They've got the three-possession lead, 35-14, a ground ball kickoff by North Reading's Bobby O'Donnell, fielded by Danvers High School. Run back out to the just shy of the 30-yard line. Darris on the return for Danvers High School.
14-yard return for Darris.
We've done our scoring recap here. We will see if we can... if anything does come in from Lincoln Sudbury here in the final moments here. Again, thanks so much for being with us here tonight from North Reading High School. Again, a special shout-out to our two ADs here in tonight's game for all of their help. Dave Johnson here on site at North Reading High School, and Andy St. Pierre for all of his help, you know, during the season as well. I know our website will be doing the Thanksgiving Danvers game against Gloucester High School, but it appears that those two Thanksgiving rivals could be going out of the playoffs here on the same night. Gloucester over at Marblehead and Danvers here. Now Danvers throws a backward pass in the backfield, so it's a fumble, and it's recovered by North Reading High School at the 22-yard line. Marblehead is leading 41-25 in their contest. So Nick Arena, looks like a minute left in Marblehead. So Arena recovers that. That was a pass, a backwards pass that was not caught. And so then it's a live football, a fumble in the backfield, and now we have another Danvers injury. And again, big storyline here tonight for Danvers. Matt Andreas going out in the second quarter with an injury, not seeing any action at all in the second half. So the game was tied at 14 at the half, and Danvers struggled offensively in the second half, and defensively, they had it together for a while until just here at the very end, and then Matt McCarthy unplugged here, more or less, untethered. And I did promise that I would try to get a score here, if there's anything on Peabody at all here tonight. We'll try to run through. We have 2 minutes of clock time here. Fenwick was trailing tonight. But let's see what we have here. St. Mary's does win. They defeat Linfield 44-24 in their contest at Manning Field in Lynn. Here, Matt McCarthy, three touchdowns. Melrose leading Wayland 35-21. That's a final score, Melrose over Wayland. Fenwick scores with 3:02 left. Triton still leads 35-26. Still trying to see if we can pick up a score here on the Peabody game. The Hornets now putting the knee down here to get the clock running here with just under 2 minutes to play. Reading was a winner tonight, 28-0. That was their halftime score, I think, as we had reported earlier. We have football tomorrow here on MSO. Beverly at Tewksbury, that's a 2 o'clock game. Tewksbury undefeated in the Division II. Stoneham over Ipswich, 46-14. Again, they put the knee down, does North Reading High School, and we'll wrap it up as soon as this game ends for us to do our other duties here. Clock running down here. And I do apologize. We're unable to get anything new on the Peabody game here tonight. Ba-ba-ba. Try one other source here. We still have a minute to go. We've got a third down here, and they're just putting the knee down. Is North Reading. They put the knee down here. The third down. Just under a minute to go. Got one more shot here of hoping that we can get a score here. Okay, so Lincoln Sudbury did win. They beat Peabody 12-0, so we do have a final score on that. And here, our final score here at North Reading. North Reading 35 and Danvers 14. And that will do it for us here tonight from North Reading High School. So that is our final score. Thanks so much for being with us on this Friday night Division 2A playoff game. It goes to North Reading again, 35-14. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO Newsports.com. Now we got a delay of game penalty. With 17.5 seconds showing on the stadium clock. And North Reading will punt. Flag goes down, though, as they boot the ball away without a returner deep. It rolls into the end zone. We'll see what the flag is. Procedure call against North Reading. So North Reading with 11.5 seconds will try to punt one more time here. 35-14, North Reading is leading. Punt comes back, or the snap comes back to O'Donnell, puts the left foot in the ball again with no one back to return. It lands and kicks out of bounds at the 14-yard line. And the clock stops with 1.4, so Danvers may get one more snap where they're going to call it the game. That's it, the final score. 35-14, the final score. I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for being with us as North Reading advances to take on Marblehead next weekend in the Division 2A playoffs. This is MSONewsports.com.